I want you to turn with me to the second book of Timothy. And I'll begin reading here at the 10th verse. Or the 9th verse. It says, "Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer many things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." There has been some thought on my part in regard to dying. And I suspect that most everyone here under the sound of my voice this morning has at one time or the other, or even at this present time, give some consideration of death and what death is. I know that I'm about or coming to the end of my life here on earth. I mean, that I'm not looking for sympathy or help or anything like that, but it's just a common thing when you have been here the biggest part of 100 years that you're going to die. And there's lots of interpretations, I guess, concerning death, what it means and what it does not mean. But I think that in this first chapter of the book of 2 Timothy, the apostle says something here that makes me wonder about it. And then 10th verse, it says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, abolished death, but it sounds to me like that he done away with death. If that's not so, well then why is it here? Who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel? Now, there's a threefold sense of death here in the Bible. There is a natural death, and there's a spiritual death, and there's an eternal death. And I suspect that all of you, and certainly including me, have given some consideration to death, in that the Lord Jesus said that he has abolished death. And I say that there is a threefold sense of death. There is a natural death, a spiritual death, and an eternal death. Now, that which is natural respects the operation or separation of the soul and the body. The body without the spirit is dead. Spiritual death means that the soul is unquickened by the Spirit of God. So, the Bible says, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins. And I read to you that he hath abolished death. And eternal death certainly implies the everlasting separation both of the soul and the body. Now, there is no death for God's children. And that's what I'm most interested in. No death for God's children. There is a vast number here this morning. Maybe everyone here, I don't know, is interested in what happens when you breathe your last breath, when you die. Well, there's no death really for God's children. I think death is the wrong word to use for the going away or the departure of a child of God out of the world into the immediate presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be rid of this indwelling sin, we are full of sin, inwardly and outwardly. We cannot in any way, shape, form, or manner rid ourselves of this terrible thing called sin. So, I believe then that death is the wrong word to use for the departure of a child of God out of this world into the immediate presence of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. To be rid of this indwelling sin. We sin about every time we take a breath. And to be rid of it, it's almost a thing that's indescribable. Sin that has overtaken us and overcome us. And to get rid of it is something else. To be rid of indwelling sin is to be done with the vanities and the foolishness of this world and have our minds and our souls given unto Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. Now, I said there's no death for God's children. Now, I said to be rid of indwelling sins is to be done with the foolishness and vanities of this world. To discard or do away with a worn out body and see and forever dwell with the Son of God. When a man dies and he dies in Him, he's got a good hope of seeing Him and being with Him. To be rid of this indwelling sin is to be done with the foolishness and the vanities of this world. To disregard a worn out body and to see and forever dwell with the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. Our Savior hath said that He hath abolished death. Abolished death. That will not be death as we understand death to be. That will be an unending and glorious eternal life. Amen. To be with Him forever and forever. So I know that most of you here this morning is interested in the word death. You may have one interpretation for it, and someone has another interpretation for it. But there's no better interpretation for death than to understand that when you die, when death comes upon you, and you take your last breath, and you're going out into eternity, you've fallen into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. So I know that I myself, weak as I am, and dumb as I am, yet I know in my heart that death is not a word that bothers me. For I know soon I shall depart from your presence and not see your smiling faces, but I'll be gone to a better place. I'll be gone to be with Him who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's what death is to me. And I never thought much about death until I got to be about 80 years old. And then I got to thinking about, what is this thing called death? It may be despair for those who do not know Him, but for those that know Him, death will be opening up the heavens to God Himself and to worship and praise forever the God who put my name in the book of life before the world ever was. Death has no dominion over us. Paul said that God had abolished death, done away with it for the believer. You're not jumping off into something that you're afraid of, or something that you don't know anything about. It's when a man dies in Christ, he immediately goes into the area and the region of God's departed souls, and there we shall dwell forevermore in the heavens. Going to heaven when you die, you will, if you know who He is. If God in His mercy has shown you and made you to know this inward sin that you're full of, and you've come to see and know that the Lord Jesus Christ was made sin for you, that you might be made the righteousness of God in Him. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. My death is no more than a vapor that will sweep over my soul and take me beyond the beyonds to be with Him who loved me and gave Himself for me, the Lord Jesus Christ. Death is not the word for those who believe in Christ. We're just going on to be with Him forever and forever. Well, I'm like that fella in the movies. That's about all I got to say about that. Thank you, Marvin, for letting me have these few minutes.